That's the fourth hit given up by LeGros. There's still two down, and the pitch to Joe Sepcik is swung on and missed, and that hurt Billy Ray someplace. I believe, again on the right hand, Ray Robinson and Bobby Winkle both coming out now, and he is hurt. Billy is hurt. He is down on his hunches behind home plate. Timeout has been called, of course. He's putting on his mask. He doesn't even want to talk about it. Winks is right there beside him. Robbie's talking to him. He wants to stay in this ball game. Winks is going to walk away. You're not going to get him out of there. I believe, again, it was his right hand, and Winks is standing still right there by him and asks the umpire if he can take a few warm-ups. We paused because as LeGros threw to him, it looked like he was going to throw to second base, and he paused like maybe his arm was hurt. There's a second throw to second base, and his arm is not hurt. Let me tell you very quickly. He's gutty. We are just bound and determined to believe, and we were not in on the committee meeting, but we are bound and determined to believe that he did not make first-team All-American simply because two ASU players had. Pitch inside, a ball. Evens the count at one apiece to Joe Sepcik, the first baseman. And how they ever get that out of his name is unbelievable. S-Z-E-Y-C-Z-Y-K. Down ball to Jeff Osborne on the right side by Sepcik. He takes it unassisted, and the Violets are retired in the eighth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of 7.5 innings of play. Arizona State 3, NYU 1. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Devils lead it 3-1, and they'll send up the bottom of the order. It'll be Lenny Randle, followed by Terry Brenner, and then the pitcher, Laron LeGros. You can't say this is the bottom of the order, folks. Let me tell you. Tom Collins, working, fires the first pitch, an attempted drag bunt by Randle. He missed it completely, strike one. We are confirming, and I'm sure that you must have read it in the paper or heard it on television, of course, that Joe Lutz, the coach for the Southern Illinois Salukis, has been dismissed. Pitch grounder to left side, but right at the third baseman, Kalish. A long throw to Sepcik in time, long before Randle gets to first base, and he is out number one. Terry Brenner has not yet batted, came in to play third base for Rick Valley, who was taken out of the ball game for pinch hitter Jack Collins, who walked and eventually scored one of the three double runs. Brenner and Valley have split defensive duties at third base all season long, played almost equally in time. Here's the first pitch to Brenner, inside for a ball. Breeze still hustling out there. Old Glory in straightaway center field, moving left to right. And it has played some havoc with fielding. Here's the one ball pitch to Brenner. Checks his swing, but it's inside corner. Called by Jim Newsom, and it's even up at one apiece. The Violets play very good defensive ball. Have not committed any errors. There's the next pitch is inside with a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. I remember in high school, we'd been kicking around some nicknames like Pigpen or PR or what have you. Coach used to call me Boots, and I thought it's because I had big feet until somebody suggested that I look at my fielding average. Here's the two ball, one strike pitch. Check outside, ball three. Brenner thinking. Collins did not like the call and wants to know why he's not getting the corner. He's not getting too much rhetoric from Jim Newsom. Three balls, one strike. Collins looks down at Barno for the sign. The right-hander ready. Delivers. Check swing all the way back to the fence. Brenner will hustle to make sure that Pat Barto hustles. He gets on with a walk. Walk number three given up by Collins. And the nice hand you hear is for Laron LeGros. Well, what do you have to do to win a ball game? He singled, doubled, and singled, and pitched eight innings. Here's the first pitch to him, squares around the bunt, misses, strike one. Tom Barto fakes a throw to first base, but Brenner back in plenty of time. He could have a perfect evening at the plate if he makes this successful sacrifice bunt. It takes a lot of guts for the coach to tell him to bunt when he's got three straight hits. But that's what it calls for, and ASU is a definite team. Pitch misses, outside ball. LeGros shortened up to bunt, but pulled his bat back in plenty of time to take that outside pitch. Coming down to the wire in the semifinals of the 23rd annual College World Series in Omaha, the Devils leading 3-1, batting in the bottom of the eighth. Squares around the bunt. It is a good one. Laid out in front of the plate. Pitcher Collins has no place to go, but to the second baseman covering first. The sacrifice is complete, and Brenner moves to second. So there are two down. The runner at second is Brenner, and Roger Detter, who is definitely due, steps in. Roger 0-for-3, and a sacrifice fly, scoring Collins from third for the third Devil run. They lead it 3-1. Two down, and Brenner at second. Pitch by Collins is a curveball strike. At the knee, strike one. Devils keep the score as it is. They will meet Tulsa for the second time tomorrow night for the national championship. A ground ball through the hole into center field. Here comes Brenner. He'll score. And the throw will come into second base. Roger Detter will hold up with a single and an RBI. Well, talking about doing it at the right time, the Violets did it to Laren LeGros back in the sixth. He only allowed one hit up until the sixth. They put two of them back to back, a double. And unfortunately, Laren threw a wild pitch into the middle so that Cardasis went to third and Ippolito's single scored, and that's how they got their run. Now with a sacrifice. There's Roger on the move. That is going to have a stolen base. He set a new College World Series record. Roger Detter has stolen his sixth base in College World Series competition to set a new record. Broke the old record by Bob Fry of Washington State of 5. Very good. Ball one, that was to Ralph Dix. Line shot, three hopper to the shortstop. Ippolito scoops it up. The throw to Stefcek in time. They're a good defensive ball club. Dix goes out 6-3, but not before the Devils pick up a run on one hit. There were no errors and a man left. The score at the end of eight complete innings of play, the Sun Devils 4, the Violets 1. Some pinch hitters here, folks. We're going to have it is Latorette. He is batting for himself as we come to the top of the ninth. He is the seventh hitter. Is 0-for-3, standing in there for himself. The girl fires, swung on and missed for strike one. The count is even at one apiece. 4-1, Devils lead it, and it's the top of the ninth. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, the straightaway center field. Powell coming in with that wind now, moving a little bit to his left, all the way, and has it. One up and one down, and the Devils are but two outs away from winning their fourth World Series game, which will put them in the finals against Tulsa tomorrow night. The batter, the second baseman, Jim Licata, two walks and flied to center. It's in the dirt for a ball as LeGros working very quickly against the short second baseman. Here's the next pitch, fastball called strike. The count is even at one apiece. Devils scored three in the sixth and one in the eighth. The Violets scoring a lone tally in the top of the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch delivered, swung on a miss, strike two, and he really flailed that one by. I can remember those, like swinging 2 days after the ball got by. And when somebody has that kind of speed, not much you can do. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch. Another fastball across the plate, but it's low. Cotton thought he had it, but Billy does not argue with the umpires. None of the Sun Devils argue with the umpires at all. Count is even at 2-2. LeGros ready. 2-2 delivered. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number 8 for LeGros. Out number 2 for the Devils in the ninth. And we need one out. And I believe it's going to be a pinch hitter. Number 7. Is that 17? It is number 17. John DeFulgentis. 359 on the season. Right-handed batter. I was hoping that he'd never get in the ballgame. Defulgentis, I believe we're saying that correctly. A decent hitter, 359 on the season, is standing in the right-hand batter's box to attempt to save this game. Pitch is a called strike. Fastball caught the outside corner, and LeGros needs two more, and the Devils will have their fourth victory. Pitch by LeGros. Curveball hangs high. It's ball one. Cotton zings it back to him. Action in the bullpen is optimistic action by the Violets. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch. Changeup curve is outside, ball two, and Billy really zings that one back. Two balls and one strike. LeGros rocks. The right-hander delivers. Fastball strike at the knees. Two and two. One more. Want to thank everybody again for those great telegrams. The kids enjoy them. It may spur them on to everything. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Strike three. Strike him out. The Devils have won it. We will be back in a moment with our post-game show with Bobby Winkles on the field. Norty Jensen will give you the line scores, just exactly what everybody's been doing, while we run down to the field and talk with Bobby. In the ninth, for the Violets, no runs on, no hits. There were no errors and nobody left. We'll be back in a moment. The final score, once again, the Sun Devils of Arizona State 4, the Violets of New York University 1.
This will be at the same time as tonight, 6 o'clock Arizona time. ASU defeats the New York University Violets by a score of 4-1. For NYU, it was one run on 5 hits, no errors. For ASU, 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Laren LeGros picking up his 14th win of the year against only one defeat. He walked 4 and struck out 9, but he made the most noise with his bat, as in the crucial 6th inning, after the Violets had scored 1 in the top of the 6th, he went to bat with 1 out, 2 men on base, and he singled to left to score the tying and go-ahead runs, then left it up to Roger Dutter on a sacrifice fly to score pinch hitter Jack Collins for the third run. And we have just found out we are home team tomorrow night against the Golden Hurricanes of Tulsa, the other surprise tournament with NYU in this College World Series. Mr. Davies is down right now congratulating Billy Cotton and trying to get Winkles, as soon as he concludes the meeting with the tournament committee at home plate. Red McManus, Chuck Brayton, and Cap Timms, they're all talking with Winkles right now at home plate. And Bob will be talking to the coach in just a second. Well, to get back to LeGros, he went 3-for-3 on the day. He had a single, a double, and another single. Of course, the last single was the crucial one that set up the victory for the Sun Devils. Tomorrow, it will be Steve Rogers, who defeated UCLA in relief and no-hit Texas for 7 1/3 innings against Larry Gura. Okay, we are ready on the field to Bob Davies. Okay, we're having a little trouble on the field with the microphone. The old number one doesn't know it yet, but we hope to have that corrected momentarily. Until then, we will pause for this moment.
That's the end. He said, "The coach, I'm really raring to go."
I tell you, we, of course, up there in that booth, some 85 feet or so. You want us to move back? Is that you want us to move back? Oh, you... I can't tell what they're 65 feet up. We can't tell what they're doing up there. All right, I'll tell you what we'll do, Bobby. Hey, stay right here. We'll talk to you and the players in a moment. But right now, we're going to pause for this commercial message.
You can come out. Bill, you come on out and do the background for us. Come on out. You got to hurt
me. For a cue. Are we going to get a cue?
What if the whole club stood behind
us?
Absolutely. Hey, send all the guys down. Get out of here. Come here, my dude. Hey, come here, my dude. Hey, come on. 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 Hey
We are experiencing technical difficulties at this time. We'd like to have you stay tuned for the Bob Winkles post show following the game. I'd like to remind you also to stay tuned for more music on Cool FM after the post show.
Well, I don't have to tell you who this group is. This is a great group of guys who have just come and won another ball game. We'll now play in the national finals. I'm just going to, can I go around and say hello to each one of them just very quickly? Roger Detter.
Hi.
How are you? Let's just speak up and say who you
Jack
are.
Jack Collins.
Jack, good game. Hello.
Thanks, Juan.
Lenny.
Been around from the NBA.
The club thrower, Ken Hansen.
All right, pal.
I'm back there in Phoenix.
All right.
Terry Brenner.
Rick Volley.
Irv McDonald.
Larry McGraw.
We're going to stop with him for just a minute, gang. We'll get the rest of you in a minute. That's the way they play the game.
You didn't
look like you had any problems whatsoever.
Well, I thought I had a few problems tonight anyway because I was throwing consistently outside and I didn't know why. And I tried to correct it and I couldn't. I don't know what was wrong. I think if I'd have gotten the ball over instead of outside more, I'd have had a little better night than I did. I'm not completely pleased with it.
Larry, you did great and congratulations. Let's get a chance to talk to everybody else. Can you come up here because we're losing the light in here. Come on. Joe Miller, Pepper player, first base coach. Come on up there.
Jeff Osborne, glove catcher.
John Dalton. Good series, John.
Bill Lineheim.
Willie Harris, Motormouth.
Everybody see there. Jim Crawford.
Larry Gura.
Anybody not make it?
Get pencil in there.
Where's
the pencil?
The pencil.
The pencil.
We don't have enough time to sit here and talk to everybody. I wish we did. It's a great game, and you'll all be back tomorrow in the national championship. And, Bobby, I don't know how you do this through 63 games with a group like this, but keeping them all together and hustling is a tremendous job, and you've done a great, and you set a new ASU record tonight with 55 wins, and, of course, tomorrow you could extend it with a national championship.
Well, Bob, for all the fans that are back home, I'd like to say that with a group like this, it's very easy to go through a season of this many ball games. These fellas have worked their... They worked themselves real hard, and I've worked them a little bit hard, and they've really done a great job. They're a little hammy right now, but you know that's to be expected. But tomorrow night, if we win it, we're really going to ham it up. I can tell you that right now. But it's a great team that we have, and they battle back. I thought Doley was going to introduce himself as Misjudge Doley or something, but he didn't, and we came back and won. And I remember 2 years ago. You remember how we won the series?
No, tell me.
Well, there was a misjudged fly in center field, and Stanford went home, and I was kind of worried because I wouldn't want I wouldn't want him to get hurt after the game with LeGros big, you know, and he might do something like that.
Bobby, great. We're going to wind it up for all the guys, ASU squad. We'll be back again game time tomorrow, 6 p.m., as the Devils take on the Tulsa Hurricanes for the National Collegiate Championship. Bob Davies from Omaha, Nebraska.
This is KOOL FM stereo in Phoenix.